citizens.
I don't know, should be learning these dinim. It comes up, and you have to sell it to your sikhas. Bona buy stop. They built a house for secular purposes. Then he can show achakam beisak. They designated it afterwards. It wasn't built for achakim as a shul. So what's the deal? Dina kedusha knesses has a dina kedusha beis haknesses. Avodena kodesh achis palvul bom, but has manavam milsa, so doesn't have the din until they actually done. I feel it in din aluhu, but I feel it banu l'shem beis haknesses. Even if they built it l'shem beis haknesses, it has manavam milsa until they done. And even if they didn't build the Shem Beis HaKnesses, once they daven in it and they designated Kavua, if you have a meeting room and then they daven in it once, that's not Kavua. But if they decide to designate it, sure, that's a Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. Kimish is Palaba Afilu or Afilu Orchem Lafisha. Kimish is Yuchna Afilu Kadosh. No. It means like this. We built it for a shul. We're going to have the Chanukah Sabayis next Sunday. We didn't daven there yet, but we planned to use it as a shul. So a bunch of people walked in today and they davened there. So then it has a Kedushin Beis HaKnesses. But let's say you have a meeting room, and then they happen to have been mikreh, they daven there once. That doesn't make it into Beis HaKnesses. Means if they do want to use it as Beis HaKnesses, but they're still davening here. They didn't move to the new Beis HaKnesses until next week. But if people daven today, so then, and you plan to use it kavua, then it's no longer hazmar. What if they only, they're renting space month by month. They have a contract for a year. They can't say that it has a Kedusha Beis HaKnesses forever. It doesn't belong to them. They can't designate it for longer. They only, what does that mean? Im lefisho hikdisha, what is a nun base? Hainu, shama stam. Ani mazman also the regola. I'm just going to use it for Yom Tov. Mashma loshen. Doesn't get it because it's basically necessary unless the Gemara says, Azmane Vitzarde. If you have, I bought a tefillin zekel from the store, it's manufactured to serve as a tefillin zekel, but I didn't put a pair of tefillin in yet. So if I put my tefillin in once, and it's a tefillin zekel, that's what I bought it for, so then it gets a kedushas tashmishe kedusha. But let's say I don't have a tefillin zekel, and I put the tefillin in my pockets in order to take it to shul. If I'm going to drop this, I put one in one pocket, one in the other. So the pockets, the trousers pockets, get a kedushas tashmishe kedusha. No, it was only temporarily. It's tzar bevelay azmenei. I put the tefillin in, but it wasn't mazmenei the tefillin. You have to have book, you have to have Azmane Vitzarbe, plan to use it permanently.
So for sure,
it
has like a 90-year lease on a building. They don't own it, per se.
They don't own it, yes.
It's like a 100-year lease that, like...
So it doesn't have a Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. They're not miyachid it permanently. Yeah. What does it say? Kishemachem anchi akfar beis haknesses. When the villagers sell a shul, kalman machem mem karonim halakeach yasba mashi yirtze. There's one opinion in the Gemara, one opinion in Mishnah, that whenever the people sell a shul, they have to sell it on the condition that they reserve the right to buy it back for the same money. So the Shulchan Aruch says we don't pass like that. You can sell it mem karonim. You don't have to sell it on tonight. You have a right to get it back. The one who buys it has a right to use it for any secular purpose. But not allowed to make a toilet out of it, not allowed to make a bathhouse out of it, that's a bizon. That's what Moshe says, to sell it, to use it as a church, that's a bigger bizon. And if they sold it the way you're supposed to, then you can even do this. Or Moshe says, but the church is worse. What's Nun Zayin Nun Ches? Not everybody agrees to this.
If, if,
if you did it already, are you supposed to buy
if you
back?
Did what?
If you sold it already to a church, you would you have to buy it back?
I don't know. Let's see. Yeshamim, the Yochid Bishalah Filo Sefetar Mutta Lamach Relasas Badama Choma Sheyiritse. A private person has a sefer Torah. He can sell it and use the money for whatever he wants. Why? What happened to the din of Malam HaKodesh Yochid? Atam, what does it say in Nun Tes? Why did it say in the Yochid in the Siva? Atam dal shalo yesh lekech kishim v'tuvah yeh b'mayim anan shehir b'shal tziv. Muta lo hatzi adeh mechir v'zo adamim. If the zayin tuvah yeh b'mayim anan shehir sell the shul, then they can use the money for whatever they want. So they sell the sefer Torah also. Since all sefer Torah belongs to him, it's his private ownership. That's why Zayin Tuvah here be my Meranshi. The whole thing is only Midrabban. The whole thing that is Taif and Dhamma is only Midrabban. So that's why they have limitations on it. It's not a din there. Peter sefer Torah Mutam, Halas, and Dhamma, Kamar, Shitza. Kol Shalohi, Gdisho, Likros, Barabi. Yesh Misho, Isa, Machlaikis. But this din and the Gemara, this Chumer Midrabban, the plug is only Bishal Tzibur. Or even if it belongs to Yochid. Elam Ken, Lom Matar Lisa. Lom Matar Lisa, Isha, that the Gemara says. If you sell a Sefer Torah, Lom Matar Lisa, Isha, that's Mutar even for the Tzibur. That's not a problem, yeah. That's this. Beis HaKnesses, so Levein, and the Eitz, and the Beis HaKnesses, Yashin, Shasasri, Chalim, Litem, and Matana, yeah. The community moved to a different shul. What do they do with the old shul? So they're supposed to sell it and use the money, Malam HaKodesh, to something, a higher level of Kedusha. So what if they want to give it away to Matana to someone? This person was a big supporter of the shul all the time. Whenever they need money, he helped out, whatever. Even the gabbai, he was very helpful to the community. So they want to give him a Matana. So the Gemara says it's okay. The Gemara gives the logic why. They loved the Havalu Hanomine, if not for the fact that he was Mahana them. They wouldn't have given him a Matana. So it's also as if there's a Mechira. There's not a Pidyon, but it's considered as if there would have been a Mechira. That's the law. Let's say they want to use different bricks. This they have bricks from the old shul. They want to give away the bricks and exchange it for other bricks. He said, you can do that. And what are you going to do with the new bricks? Malam HaKodesh. I think. Avol also the Mashkenon or Haskirim of Hashem Afilei Day Zayin Tuvi Hirsh Adayin Yishayim Big Dushosim. Let's say the community borrows money. They borrow $1 million. So they want to give us a Mashken, the building of the shul that they used to daven in, that they no longer use. They said that you're not allowed to do because they didn't sell it yet. If they give the matana, it belongs to Hed Yotz, it's Yotz Elchum. But if they didn't give it in matana, they gave it as a Mashken, so it still belongs to the community. And it still has the kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, mid the Rabbanon, min HaTorah, once they stop davening. So the Ramban says no longer has kedusha. But mid the Rabbanon still has the kedusha. So Kozman still belongs to Hegdish. He's not allowed, that's the Gemara. He's not allowed to rent it out, or to give it as much. You can't really say that's not the right explanation. Ein kan dorach is not right because you give it to Matana. That it is Yetzirchun. You don't need a Dovrach. You don't need a Pinyon Zetzachazim. Still belongs to Hegdish. Still belongs. That's not the right Hezbollah. Says you're not allowed to lend the shul. A guy wants to have a medical practice. I'm going to lend him the shul for a year. Not allowed to rent out the shul, you're not allowed to lend the shul. Not allowed to lend it because he's going to use it as a medical practice and it still has kedusha based on nesses. But if I'm going to lend the sefer Torah to a person, he should lay in where he is in his shul, that's okay. It's going to be treated like a sefer Torah. To lend the shul out to another minion that they should use it, that's okay. To lend it as for medical purposes, that's you know, the secular purpose, that's you know. What is this? Mishi esh lo tanayim akol shalu yichol libnes beis haknes kim hu bizara eni yochol libkes chusa lo acher. A guy built a shul and he put in a lot of money and Hillel promised them that they're not going to build their own shul. They'll always daven his shul because he laid out a lot of money for this. he said he'll lay out all the money if they give him this agreement that they won't build any other shul because of him. So the shayla, he and his descendants. So does he have the right to sell this to someone else? It's a chus mamas. It's any yachli. Who talks about this? The Mordechai. Okay. Why is any yachli limkar? Ayin vav. They only agreed to him and his descendants. Okay. Not everything that you own, let's say, you give the rabbi a seres adibur. So he has a right to sell it to someone else. That's not right. The one of him, him, because he laid out all the money. The one of him and his descendants. It's not a bylaw that he has a right to sell to someone unless they said the very. Okay. They collect the money to build the shul and they need the money for some other dvar mitzvah. They can use the money for the other dvar mitzvah. What does this mean? Ayin zayin. It is also mashman called dvar mitzvah. She tzedakah l'keitz v'zav she'ena chamura yidusha beis haknesses. This is so complicated. When does it help him? Doesn't it? Yeah. So what's it in? They're allowed to use the money for tzedakah. What if they bought bricks and they bought beams, wooden beams? Only allowed to sell it for pinyushun. This animal. These are all the money. But the pigeon showing me allowed to. It's also Hazman Allah Milsi. He didn't dab it in the shul yet. So everything is Hazman. The Chumra that you're not allowed to sell it for tzedakah purposes, that's a Chumra. Chumra midirabban mikra, and then you still say Hazman Allah Milsi. Avo. In bottom of Gomorrah, the Yimkur Beis HaKnesses, Elo Yigvu the pigeon min Hatsiba. What if they built the shul already, but they didn't dab it in it yet? Then lo yimkur, what's I in test pay, even though they didn't daven there yet. Gomer es habin, what's I in test? Dafke gomer, but lo gomer es habin, yin dinu kavan im kershin, is kur vipay. Yimkur beis ak nes kershin, yin vay lanche here, la asa is kain. Avo min adin, shari bipin yim shvuyim, yin kdu shah hamur, bachol gavne, really. Even if they built the shul, they're allowed to sell the shul for the purpose of pinyin shvuyim. Pinyin shvuyim is called pikoch nefesh. Ruvin Shama Karkazuani Nois and Livnasala Besaknes, or Levatsa, Bikafam, Anikon, Livnas Besaknes, Hakalam, Livnasala, Bais, and Talmeter, Ruvin on Adati Dokhman and Adati, the Motsi Ruvin Hodav Bay. He wants to donate this real estate to the Kehila for the purpose of building a shul. And the zoning committee doesn't allow it. The community is on the going dogmat. And then the killer says, okay, we want to build a yeshiva. The guy says, I didn't want to give it for yeshiva. Enough, I gave it for a shul. So you don't listen to the guy. Why not? You didn't have in mind? And that's a netim of the Yama characters of the base Haknesses.
The base Midrash is a shul plus.
That's why, because it is a Beis HaKnesses. It is a Beis HaKnesses. Oh, that's why. But let's say they don't allow, let's say the Goyim don't allow not a shul and not a yeshiva. And the Kila says, yeah, he said he's giving it, so we're going to take it and we're going to use it for a recreation, for a basketball court. Then the guy probably can't take it back. He only gave it as a Beis HaKnesses. You say a Beis HaMedrash is a Beis HaKnesses. Okay. If he doesn't live in the city, he lives in a different city. He can even change it with Hafilu Ledvar Hashus to make a basketball court there. If he doesn't live there, they can change it. If he lives there, then he's going to be upset. Also here. He's going to stand there and scream, but then you shouldn't. He's a Gemara stuck. All right, complicated, you know. What's Tezvav? Masa Eino Klum. I'm a member of the shul. So all dues paying them is real shutfim in the shul. And I don't like a guy. So I say, I yasa my property on him, b'hanoa, including my share and all the svarim in the shul. You shouldn't be allowed to use the svarim in the shul. So I said in Shulchan Aruch, Eino Klum. Why not? I believe the shul is on the shutfim by all the people. Eino Klum. Kach tignu ha-goenim. Peizai. It's a minute. Mikir adin, he is a shutfim in the shul. But it's a takonis adem, then it can't. Dim loin hekan lecha, shiilo dvar ma. Anyone is upset at someone else. Yes, l'chal kalav, and mele yekol beisak nes, asur alav, name brary. Yeah, Medina di Gemara, he can ask. It's a takonis adem, they made hefke bez and hefke, that he shouldn't be able to. Who says the shin? Sefer orcha, schai m'shem ha-raivid, chol chach mei doro. It's a takonis. The Rishonim, the Goyim made such a takonis. Okay. Ishi ishul beisak beisak nes, yishlo meriva mechad me'akol, gives the community permission to use his office space as a Beis HaKnesses. And then there's one guy who doesn't like him. It belongs to him. The Takonis HaGoyim in Siftes Vav was only on the shul. But if I have a private property and I give the Kehillah permission to use it for davening purposes and I don't like one guy, can I ask about that person? So he said, "Eini yochel asher alam kein yasmena l'chol akol keechad." Why? Why can't I ask around one person? It's mine. Peches also takonas hagoyim. Ha'inim itzad cherem derab din egershem bar agol she'ishal atam nirashon. Mikra din, it doesn't make a difference. Mikra din. These are all takonas. V'davke she'ishal t'chilo stam avlam histem t'chilo shkoz ma she'irtzeh. Limchas, he had the other limchas, when he gave the permission to the Kehillah to use his property for davening purposes, he said explicitly, and I reserve the right to retract whenever I want, then he can. Okay. He's a takonis. They have the minig. Yeah, this is Chazok and Mitzvah. Who's speaking? Aleph. Marik. This is a Chazak Mitzvah. There's a Mishnah in Gittin. A series of Mishnahs about Takonis Mifnei. What is it called?
Darkish Shalom.
It's called.
Darkish Shalom.
I think so. Yeah, Darkish Shalom. That if they always put the Eretz in his house, so they're not allowed to switch the Eretz to a different house because people will think that maybe he did some Avera. And that's why the Rabbanim said they should switch. Nei Darkei Shalom, right? That's what he writes, Tzadik. This is also Darkei Shalom. This is the whole reason, this is the whole, that mission is the whole basis of Chazokah for mitzvahs. Guy's always the Baal Tekeh, guy's the Gabbai, guy's the Baal Shachris, or whatever. So if they're going to switch to someone else, they may think that the Rabbanim paskin that he's not Roy. They shouldn't switch. Yesh Misham Shekhlei HaKodesh, Klei Hekdesh, of Kesem, Shenog Lamin, Tam, Beis HaKnesses, what are these? The silver ornaments on the Sifrei Torah? Is that what he's talking about? No, he says menorahs lahadmik b'hem. O tachshit and mablit lo salva Sifrei Torah. Tzadik Dalet, yeah. So a guy, one fine guy, he brings it on Yontif for sure. All year long, but all year on Yontif. So the guy later on says it's mine. I want to melt it down and use it for my own personal purposes. So he says, "Any chalim lahotzi v'chulu v'mochla has no right to. Kol yichalim v'topsan, the gila has a right to hold on to it. Yishar b'ches k'segnish, achat, even after he dies. Don't the silver has a din, if he was miyachid, has a din of tashmishe kedusha? No. It beautifies the sefer Torah. Someone was telling a story. The night before the Nazis came in to destroy everything in his community, so the rabbi told him and his brother that they should take all of the silver from the Sefer Torah and melt it into the ground because the Nazis are going to take and use it for secular purposes. So he listened to the rabbi. And then he feels guilty whenever they open up the Aron Kodesh. He survived the war. Whenever they open the Aron Kodesh and he sees the silver kelim on the Sefer Torah, he starts crying. He feels guilty because he remembers what he did. The rabbi told him it's a mitzvah to do. Rather than have the goyim use it for their purpose. What does it say? Yesh mishoyim. She nims zachem yisazorim ksav kosm. She yigdish kelim. Ain ol avedim lo misor ol akol. Afil hochi yihavi yigdish. So shayim. A guy dies and they find on a... And they look in his desk and they find a note. He wants to donate this to the shul. Wants to donate this silver menorah to the shul. It's not signed by witnesses and no agent. So nonetheless, I feel like you have a hegdash. They should give it to the shul. What does it say? Tzadik Zayin. The vada hegdisha. Kimish shukas v'loy ala megillah. I'm Magan Avram. Hashem b'zeh mechoy shemishpat. V'divri yashach. To its kushosah. Okay, names it. Machloikas. His din is a machloikas. A person dies and you buy something. You can never tell. Maybe change it. What's chop? Yesh mishamish. He said, Tosh Ruchsak, Shahoyo, Shalavaisim, Shaluvin, and see the Chalim of Achaz Yitro. There's one Sefer Torah in the shul from we know it belonged to a certain family. Then it's been in the shul, they've been using it for 30 years. Then the whole family moves away. They want to take the Sefer Torah with them. And the Kila says, no, it's our Sefer Torah. It says they have a right to take it. The family has a right to take it, even though they've been using it for 30 years, because the family moved now. So they want to take it with them. You don't assume that they gave it to the shul. You don't say that the shul is mukhzak. You assume that the family is mukhzak. You assume, what are the claims over here? What is the Mishnah Berurah write in Kuf? Affiliated in the also here, Shenasan or Litzibur, Namahani. They know they made this. Ah, they're all Bali Dvarim. Affiliated Yitzur the Salakats Kamen Namahani and Ken Yeshlam Sefter Acher. Okay, that's a good one. What Sadik test? Ain't that Tzibur from Lamin? The Bad Affiliated Lamin, the Lamin, the Kodesh. Since that's a common practice that people give a Sefer Torah on loan when they live in the community, and then when they move away they take it with them, so you don't have the right to assume that they gave it as a gift to the shul.
You're not yet to the mitzvah if they give it.
Huh?
You're not yet to the mitzvah maybe if they give
if
it.
If you give it, yeah, that's a machlokes.
So, see the Sefer Torah?
Is always an asik. This sif is always a big asik. The family wants back the Sefer Torah and the shul says no, they don't want to give it. It says in the shul, I'm supposed to give the guy a Sefer Torah. In Lichnas Me'ilim Shenishtam Shebehem Hedyot the Tashmisha Kedusha. Let's say you have an old a store where they sell used clothing. So you want to buy an old used jacket and convert it into a mental of a Sefer Torah, since you're not allowed to. If it was used for Hedyot, it's not covered. It's not the Kovadik to use it for Sefer Torah. Also, Ba'asos, Esna Zaina Mechir Kelev Dabush Al Mitzvah, Gom Beis HaKnesses, Al Sefer Torah. Yeah. My father told me that that was a common issue. That when they built the shul, the local Jewish prostitute always felt a little guilty for her profession. They should always give a major donation to the shul. Shulchanach says, you're not allowed. Not allowed to take the money. Strictly speaking, if the prostitute was paid money by check, and then she gives a donation of money, so there's no din of Esna Zayin, it's only if this is the actual thing. But here the machmir not to take even money, I think. So the Esna Zayin, yeah, it's only midrabbanan about it.
But a goy.
Huh? What do you mean a goy? A goy, yeah, that's a discussion in the Gemara that they talk about. The Gemara talks, what does he have to do with Esther? He's not Esther, he's not Esther. The Mishnah Brewer in Kufay restricts it. He says it's only the actual chayfas, but money not.
Ramah says. Dafkin Esther and Hatzmah.
Oh, Uta liknas bahem dvar mitzvah. Oh. La mikri zayna ela iser erva. Alo elu haknuyas, akdeshas, a prostitute. Single prostitute, shmagdishas dovar. Uta la kabel mehem. Oh. They just did away with the whole bin? Okay. Yes. Yes, the Jews always had everything. They had prostitutes. What's this? Adam Shirogal Bishum Mitzvah Konglila, the Yira Ainus, or Oni and Son of Kola Mitzvah. Yeah, Akka Hesher was Zula Mitzvah. A guy had a chazak all the time to get Mafta Yoina, every year Mafta Yoina for the last 30 years. And he gives money, he should bear it. He says, Babu Shinara. And one year he doesn't have any money to give, so they gave Mafta Yoina to someone else. Next year he's back into the saddle again. Next year he has money. Does he have a right to say, I want my Mafta Yoina back? Because for 30 years I had a chazak. If the guy could have afforded it last year to buy Mafta Yoina and he didn't want to, and then he was mevater on his chus. Avolim, they didn't have enough money. They were auctioning, you know, every year they auction off Mafta Yoina, and every year he buys it for a large sum of money. He couldn't afford it that year. He gets his chazaka back. Oh boy, okay. And let's say the guy had a chazaka, he davened for, he's about to kay, davened for anomid all the time, Musa. And one year he was sick. Then the next year he's better. So Itaki gets his chazaka back. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Very good.
Why is he giving